Well deserved. All right, guys, we have two more stories this half. Then we're going to take a short break. Coming up next to the stage, the creator of Shaunimals, Sean Smith.
Hello, everyone. Hello. So I'm going to raise this. I did that. I thought for sure it would crash down and I would make an ass of myself. So my story isn't terribly funny. But I will try my best to make it a bit humorous in spots. So how many people here have pets? Awesome. Okay, good. So obviously anyone who owns a pet is a fan of their pet. And my dog is Remy. Some of you know Remy. Some of you have met Remy. And in fact, some of you know this story or bits and pieces of it. But I wanted to talk about it today because it's really about a different kind of fandom. So, Remy, she is a shepherd mix, probably a Dutch shepherd. She's 60 pounds. My wife and I adopted her from Paws, Chicago. She's a rescue dog. She was about two, maybe a little over when we got her. And she's awesome, but she was also a handful and worked really, really hard through obedience training and agility training to kind of get her to the kind of dog we really wanted to have at home. So that was in 2009. When we got her, and she's great. In 2012, March 6th, 2012, in fact, around 9:15 in the morning, I was walking Remy in Logan Square. How many people know Logan Square here in Chicago? It's an idyllic neighborhood full of men who look like me, actually. So I was walking Remy along Logan Boulevard, right near Francisco, which is a very high traffic area, during the week. And I come across this older couple fending off a dog who was trying to, I think, attack their dog. And I didn't really know exactly what was going on. And then as it became clear, I thought, oh, shit. Oh darn. That dog is trying to attack either them or their dog. So I'm there with Remy, and I get my phone out, and I call the police, and I'm standing there, and I'm like, this is happening. Like, please send someone. I don't know what to do. And no sooner did I do that than another dog came running up and attacking the dog. And then all of a sudden, as I'm hanging up with the police, I see the dog turn to me and Remy and comes running at us. And then the other dog does the same. Now, I am not a breedist, but they are pit bulls. So I was particularly afraid, mainly because they are strong animals, and my dog is a big dog who will likely defend herself, and that is not a good thing. So this happens, and they attack Remy, and very badly. I won't go into the details of that, but I will say that when it was all said and done, we had bills, and I wrote this down, my cheat sheet, of somewhere around $18,000. Skin grafts and all sorts of surgeries. And granted, this wasn't one bill. It's like, oh, there you go. There's $18,000. We don't know what we did in there, but it was really complicated. It was like incremental, right? We took her in. She had a bunch of wounds. It was $1,000. And then it was a follow-up for $500. It was like, oh, actually, this is pretty bad. And then it was $3,000 and so on, all the way up. Mind you, I also tore a ligament in my thumb. So that was a whole other thing. But the point is not really about that. The point is what happened after that. Because my wife and I, we run a small design company, and we have all sorts of other art and design projects, but we are not wealthy people. We certainly can't afford something like this. And friends knew about it, and friends knew not just about what happened, but they, you know and love Remy, so she has a lot of fans there. But then something else happened in the community. And the Logan Square Dog Park, which is now finally being built, but for a long time was just a dream, and a small group of people were trying to get this thing together. They learned about it, and they wanted to help out. We had other people in the neighborhood who were like, let us know how we can help. They brought food over. It was really an amazing time. And then all of a sudden, our friend said, hey, why don't we put up this little donation page so you can at least offset some of the cost of all this? And we didn't argue with them. When it was all said and done, between that donation page and a soup dinner that another two of our other friends organized at Quencher's Tavern, we ended up raising just over $14,000 to help us basically save Remy's life. And really, I mean, this is sort of not just people in Chicago anymore, obviously. That's a lot of money. But what it made us realize is that the fans of Remy, you know, there's that point where fans become community, right? Fans become friends. And that was the most important thing that happened through this. And in fact, just 2 weeks ago, I was at a gallery, in Logan Square, California in Logan. And some people were in there, and we were talking, and somehow got on the subject of dogs. And all of a sudden, it was like, "Oh, wait, that like Remy, like that Remy," and they had donated some money back in the day, and they still live in the neighborhood, and they have dogs, and I never met them before. Years later, and I think when the gift that Remy received from her fans was truly her life. She's alive today. She's our best friends with our son Brody. And I can't thank all of those people enough for that gift simply by being fans. So thank you.
Thank you so much, Sean. That was great. A lot of you don't know this, but at the Adler show we did on Thursday, we had a very sad story about a dog. So I'm glad that this was like a more uplifting story about our furry friends, because man, that one was real sad. It was great, but boy, that'll be out in late August for you all to listen to. I think that was the first time I ever actually cried at a Your Stories. Yeah, I know. Gravity. So we have one.